Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Best Innovation Group's John Best talking about the Apple Watch, CU Wallet, and holograms. So check it out.
That Touch ID is their secret sauce. But what does Apple know about you? Did you have an iTunes account and you like Sade?
Yes.
I mean, yes.
I'm one of the 800 million that they have.
Right. And you like Sade. That's the other thing they know about you, you know, from a demographic standpoint. Well, yeah, but what else do they really know that they can prove you're you? Do they have your soch?
No.
But I do.
Okay.
Well, I personally don't have your soch.
That's scary, clear. John. You're scaring me.
I've not hacked Mike's soch. But as a credit union, we do. Yes. As credit unions, we have a lot more information.
Yes,
so
they have.
Who does make the if there was going to be, say, one ring to rule them all, who does it make sense to have that ring?
Well, the credit union.
Absolutely. Whereas right now we're maybe deferring that to Apple.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's a scary thing. So it's not so much for me about password replacement. I don't care if we use a password, we use a fingerprint, we speak to it, we lick the screen to give DNA, you know, lick here. I thought about putting that in an app, lick here, see how many people lick their phone.
Well, you'd have a lot more doctor visits, I assume.
Yeah, I would assume as well. There's a whole
medical industry.
There's a whole statistic about phones in the bathroom, but I won't even go there.
I don't want to do that, no.
Good. Yeah, that's probably not a statistic you've seen. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, when we look at what's going on with the passwords, it's not about replacing the password feature, but about concatenating and consolidating them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen some evidence of that. You know, how many times have you logged into a site that says, oh, do you want to log in with your Facebook ID or your Twitter?
Yes.
But as financial institutions, we're fearful of that, and rightly so. Those credentials are important.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's a movement afoot. You know, there's FIDO, there's some of the other things that are out there. There's a movement afoot that makes a lot of sense. But like everything else, it's going to take time to congeal. But it's certainly something CU Wallet's very, very interested in.
Very cool.
and moving in that direction. So that's kind of the CU Wallet front.
Okay.
Really just amazing stuff going on with the group, and we're pushing real hard for... we're pushing real hard to get, you know, a lot of apps out there so that folks can really get involved with seeing how these payments could work. And then also there was big news out of the MCX camp.
Mm-hmm. I just heard about that too.
Yeah, so MCX is going to launch in, I think, a week now. Is it 2 weeks? Because it was last week they posted. So I think it's
probably another week, yeah.
Yeah, another week. And so that's out in Ohio, and I believe that's for everybody. I'll be watching that with great interest because even to this day, Apple Pay won't get you through, you know, Walmart. It won't get you through Walgreens. Or, well, we'll get you through Walgreens. But
yeah, Walgreens, Whole Foods, yeah.
But not Rite Aid or anything like that.
No.
So clearly there's opportunity there, I think, for those folks to move in that space.
Well, and then there's Samsung Pay, who's gearing up when they purchase Loop Pay. So that can be used in a lot more places as well.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, there doesn't seem to be one solution that stands out.
But there is one difference between all of those and CU Wallet.
What's that?
We're your brand. When you're in Apple Pay, you're just fighting with all the other cards.
Of course.
When you're in Samsung Pay, you're just fighting with all the other cards.
Right.
When you're inside Android Pay, you're going to be fighting with all the other cards.
Mm-hmm.
But in the credit union branded wallet, your cards will be top card.
Right.
That's the whole point. But more importantly, you know, there's things that Apple missed when they rolled this out. Why aren't the balances? I think we've discussed this before. Where are the balances in Apple Pay? They've got your last transactions.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to be able to look at that card and maybe right above it see your current balance?
That would be lovely.
Well, CU Wallet has that.
Okay, cool. So
it's a big difference.
Okay,
big
cool. Difference. I like that a lot.
So, yeah, it's going to be really, really cool.
Well,
stuff.
I know there's tons of credit unions out there that are very excited about CU Wallet, and that's why I was like, what's the latest? What's going on there? Because they want to know.
Oh, yeah. Well, we do releases. There's lots going on, but there's some things we can't talk about.
Of course.
But super excited for the future there, and Big is proud to be involved with them.
Excellent. So. One last topic, sir, before I let you go. I want to talk about that thing on your wrist, that Apple Watch thing. We were talking a little bit about it before we started recording and some of the cool things that you can do. I mean, we've already talked about how like Texas A&M, Lousy Software, how they have like a digital banking app and stuff like that on there. So it's pretty neat. I mean, it's not going to be heavily used right now, but it's pretty cool stuff for a credit union to provide, and it gives them a super cool factor.
I couldn't agree more. I gotta say, here's where I landed with it. I always thought it'd be a useful device. I bought it. I had a Pebble. You remember that? I think I showed that once. Yeah. I bought this thinking, I'll use it. Dude, this gets put on my wrist every morning without fail.
Wow.
Yes. Because it does so much for me. You know, lately I've been heavy into my step count. Let's see what I got for today. Probably not so good. Only 1,163 steps. Yesterday I topped 15,000 because I went to a Rockies game.
Wow,
so I felt
nice. Good for you.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the health piece of it is very intriguing to me and works very, very well. You know, it also handles notifications nicely. I'm already getting notifications from other credit unions that I have accounts at, and they pop up here nicely. Nice. Very impressed with that. I think that they've done a good job of interacting, making it very interactive. But, you know, what's interesting to me is they talked about at the WWDC, which was a couple months ago, they actually have a new operating system coming out for this. Mm-hmm. And when I look at this, I'll be honest with you, it looks sort of 3G-ish to me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Remember the original 3G, the Apple 3G?
Uh-huh.
I imagine this thing to get a lot closer to my 6 here and be a lot thinner and a lot cooler. And one of the things I was looking at today that I think is a possibility for this is holograms on the phone. There's a thing, there's a great, watch for my blog, my virtual reality blog. Okay. You can make your own hologram for your phone.
Okay, cool.
One pop up yourself out of a CD case and some super glue. And I think if I could do it with that, Apple will figure out how to do it in a better way. And I'm sure they already have patents for that. If you go to patenttheapple.com, it's really cool. But I dig the watch. I dig the utility of the watch. Didn't think I would as much as I do. Mm-hmm. And I'm not wearing it just for this interview. This thing is on everywhere I go. And if I could wear it in the shower and get away with it, I would.
I think you can.
I've heard that Tim Cook showers with it.
Yes, I've seen videos and all type of stuff. I think you can.
I'm fearful because I love it so much.
Yeah, you don't want it's a $300-$500 piece of equipment on your wrist.
Yeah, I really don't want to lose it, but I do see big things coming for this. You know, some of the to-do stuff, like for example, there's a great product on here. I don't know if you use this product, but it's called Wunderlist. You ever see that?
No.
So there's a lot of what they call GSD kind of products, but here's this one. This one's really cool. It's a to-do list kind of a thing. And it connects back into your phone, and you can see it's got its to-do stuff on here. Okay. What I love about it is it uses the force touch. So if you got a new to-do, force touch it, and you touch it, and you talk to it, and it'll put a new to-do in. Meet with Mike for my podcast coming up. And you can see that's what it says.
Oh, my gosh. Nice.
And I just hit done, and now that's actually a to-do in my Wunderlist. It was that simple. Fair. So there are companies who are figuring this out. But what's interesting about this to me too, this is the first time I've seen Siri integrated. It seems like you can't integrate it, like you can by hitting the keyboard. Mm-hmm. You know, if you hit the keyboard, then hit the thing, which is what this is doing.
Yeah.
But it really is a lot, it's a lot more, the utility is a lot better here. You know, because for me, this to-do list I live and die by.
Yeah.
So having it on my wrist and being able to handle that. And I can imagine tying in a financial to-do list. You know, it would be cool if someone partnered with someone like Wunderlist and said, okay, we're going to add to this all your upcoming bill pays.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're going to add to this, you know, here's a financial to-do for you. And we automatically populated
that. There's an idea for a credit union out there. Yes.
That's my next thing. So here's my last thing for you and I. Let's say you and I want to start a company. Right now.
Right.
So right now, today, we can get coaches to help us lose weight online. And when I say a coach, a real person, a person who will SMS text you every day, he'll be on Skype or whatever, will sit with you once a day, say to you, Mike, how's your weight loss going?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You could do the same thing for addiction counseling. You could do the same thing for meditation.
Financial counseling. Come on.
Yes.
Getting out of debt.
Where is that? Yeah. Exactly. And someone who, imagine they had access to all your accounts and they could pop up and go, okay, I looked through everything today. You did well yesterday, Mike. You know, it was nice that you stayed away from the In-N-Out burger. Very
that's
impressive.
Hard to do.
Yeah, well, we know there's meth now in the bottom of the cups, right? Did you see that?
I did not know that.
Should look that up. There was an article about someone who's suing In-N-Out because there's meth in the bottom of the In-N-Out cup. There was, in this particular cup, apparently. Sounds like it was a deal gone bad through the
In-N-Out.
I have nothing to do with In-N-Out, I'm sure.
Okay, good.
All I know is I read the article. But anyways, can you imagine? Can you imagine that, a world where you get someone like that? Mm-hmm. Because we're going to need it. So that's what I got for you.
Good stuff, Mr. Best. As always, always an adventure, always informative, and always entertaining.
Get back to my guitar.
A little outro. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Best. Closing the show. Encore. If I had my Bic lighter, I would light it. Thank you, sir.
All right.